Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning continues until 9 a.m. today. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 34. 59 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Ample sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday, mid-60s Wednesday, low 80s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 32.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Kansas City crash claimed the life of one woman. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police say the unidentified woman died after the car she was a passenger in struck a large trash dumpster that was in the road. Happened Saturday morning near Hillcrest Road and Fairlane Drive in South Kansas City. The driver of the car was reportedly taken to the hospital with serious injuries, and cops are investigating the incident. This is Kansas City's 74th traffic fatality this year. I'm Brittany Dixon.
A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in northwest Wichita on Saturday morning. Wichita police responded along with officers from the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, Kansas Highway Patrol, and other agencies. A man threatened to shoot someone in the 6900 block of Child Street north of 45th and Ridge Road outside the city limits. When officers arrived, they found a man in ballistic armor, and attempts to de-escalate the situation failed. The man was shot when he charged at law enforcement. An investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Need a reliable workhorse for your property? Meet the John Deere 5E Series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A proclamation approving updated drought declarations for Kansas counties has been signed by Governor Kelly, with her saying that as drought conditions have persisted across the state through the summer season, Kansans are continuing to see the effects. And with conditions expected to remain dry throughout the fall, Kansans should consider their water usage and take extra care to prevent wildfires. The drought declaration placed 3 counties in emergency status, 55 in warning status, and 47 in watch status. And Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team, recommended this action. Although recent rainfall provided widespread drought relief, this relief was short-term, with many areas experiencing below-average rainfall for several months. Forecasts indicate that drought will persist and expand across most of the state through October and into the winter. Through the interagency agreement between the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, counties in the emergency stage are eligible for emergency water use from certain state fishing lakes and some federal reservoirs, though individuals and communities must contact the Kansas Water Office for a water supply request before withdrawing water from lakes. These requests will in turn be referred to the appropriate office to obtain the necessary permits to withdraw the requested water. The proclamation will remain in effect for counties identified until rescinded by a proclamation ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. Locally, Cheyenne, Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, and Norton counties are in a drought warning. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $250,000 will be available through a third round of Strategic Economic Expansion and Development, or SEED, grants. And the SEED program supports economic development and revitalization efforts in smaller counties across Kansas through investments in quality of life initiatives. Tolan said seed grants are a vital part of their commitment to ensuring every community in Kansas has the opportunity to succeed. He said these grants are creating a real impact in rural communities by helping them build stronger local economies and enhancing the quality of life for residents. And by investing in the communities, they continue laying the foundation for long-term growth and prosperity. The grants are administered by the Kansas Department of Commerce to communities in 78 designated counties with a population of 5,000 or less. The grants, up to $25,000, will be available in categories that include child care and senior programming, community vibrancy, food retail, and libraries. Local governments, economic development organizations, chambers of commerce, and other organizations in towns not previously awarded a seed grant are available to apply, and the applicants must provide a minimum 10% match and complete the project within 12 months of receiving the grant funds. Seed grant applications are currently open and will close at 11:59 p.m. on Monday, November 8th, with the grant awardees to be announced in mid-December. Anyone who has questions regarding the grant and the application process can visit kansascommerce.gov. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced that a virtual on-demand meeting is available for Kansans who want to provide input on water issues in the state. The virtual meeting is part of a second round of local consult meetings to gather input on strategies to implement the 2022 Kansas Water Plan. Governor Kelly said these local consult meetings are critical to finding and implementing sustainable solutions to address Kansas's water concerns, and by hearing directly from Kansans, they can make further progress on the goals of the 2022 Kansas Water Plan. The recent in-person and new virtual meetings build on the first round of local consult meetings that were held this summer, as well as regional advisory committee meetings, and the virtual meetings mirrors the content from the eight-person meetings held across the state in September. The content is offered on demand, and people can participate at any time they'd like. The meeting will be available online until November 8th. Input collected from the virtual meetings will be summarized alongside the input gathered from the more than 500 people who attended the in-person meetings held in September. The local consult meetings are being held by the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And questions can be submitted to kwo/info@kwo.ks.gov. For more information on the Kansas Water Plan and the virtual meetings, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, two people appeared in court Friday on charges stemming from a shooting at a North Lincoln gas station last month, where a Lancaster County judge set bond at $1 million for both 18-year-old Darius Bogan and 21-year-old Bradley Dennis. On September 7th, a woman was shot in the back at the Quick Shop near 33rd and Holdridge Streets, and she was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. According to the arrest affidavit, video surveillance showed Bogan firing a rifle toward the Quick Shop after arriving at the gas station in a red sedan, which was driven by Dennis. After the shooting, Dennis drove off and picked up Bogan, who had run through a nearby alley. Arrest warrants were then issued for Bogan and Dennis on September 12th, and they were taken into custody on September 19th in Georgia, then extradited to Nebraska. Each of them are charged with unlawful discharge of a firearm near a building, and using a firearm to commit a felony. They're due back in court on November 14th. A man accused of ramming law enforcement vehicles after a chase in Waverly was charged on Thursday with five felonies. 34-year-old Trenton Engel of Pleasantdale is facing charges of second-degree assault, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, operating a motor vehicle to avoid arrest, resisting arrest, using a deadly weapon, and criminal mischief. Lancaster County Judge Matt Acton set his bond at $500,000, and he must pay $50,000 to be released. On Tuesday, a woman told authorities that she was trying to get away from Engel, who had threatened to kill her. Deputies then found Engel near Frontier Cooperative in Waverly and tried to pull him over. However, court documents showed that he sped off, causing a large plume of black smoke to come out of his exhaust pipe. Deputies reported that Engel led them on a five-minute chase through Waverly, driving over curbs and through fields, and he was brought to a stop on Highway 6 near Amberley Road, but started ramming his pickup into a Nebraska State Patrol vehicle. The trooper and the cruiser fired their gun but didn't hit Engel, and authorities said Engel kept ramming their vehicles until they used tasers, pepper balls, and foam projectiles to stop him. Engel's next court hearing is scheduled for November 14th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan wants to remind job seekers and employers who are searching for talent to participate in the virtual job fair that's hosted by Kansas Works that's taking place this week. The job fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day starting today, Monday, October 14th, and ending on Friday, October 18th. Tolan said as the holidays are approaching, it means businesses are needing additional hardworking staff to keep up with the upcoming busy seasons. So whether you're looking for a seasonal or permanent role, there are plenty of options for full-time and part-time positions all across the state. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for the attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And for more information and to register, you can visit KansasWorks.com. Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that began November 15, 2023. And those counties include locally Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, Trigo, and Norton, along with others. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, said the Small Business Administration eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses that were caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small farm businesses, small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster only and not on any actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for SBA disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online and receive additional disaster assistance information at sba.gov/disaster. The deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. Governor Kelly proclaimed the month of October as Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Awareness Month, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is committed to reducing childhood lead poisoning in the state due to its irreversible and lifelong health effects. Exposure to lead has been shown to result in learning and behavior problems, even at low levels, and most of the children in Kansas are exposed to lead through lead-based paint, contaminated lead dust, and older water pipes and plumbing. There are other ways for children to be exposed. However, there are also many things that you can do to protect your family from lead exposure. In Kansas, 11.7% of children less than 6 years of age were tested for lead poisoning from 2019 to 2023. So if you suspect that your child may have been exposed to lead, you need to talk to your child's healthcare provider about having your child tested for lead in their blood, as there's no safe blood level in children, and the only way to know if a child has been exposed is to get a blood test. For more information and resources to support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's work on childhood lead poisoning and prevention, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/leadfreekids. A memorial service for Floyd Merlin Collip, known as Lynn or Doc, will be held at the Norton Christian Church on Saturday, October 19th at 10:30 a.m., and a luncheon will follow at the church. A private burial was held at Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena, Kansas. In lieu of flowers, suggested memorials include the Norton Regional Health Foundation, the Norton Christian Church, or Valley Hope Foundation. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having chicken enchilada, salad, chips, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, Columbus Day, there should be widespread frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 72 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 34 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 59 and an east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be clear with a low around 28. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 65. And with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 82 and breezy. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And on Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 73. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 81%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.38, and the dew point is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Monday and discussed what the interception by Brian Cook on the first drive meant for the Chiefs' defense that had been giving up points all year on the first drive.
Psychological blow to the Saints because it was a dual impact play. The Saints were number one in the league in scoring off their first possession, 3 touchdowns and a field goal. The Chiefs were near the bottom in, you alluded to it, being bad on first possession defense. Really the only ink blot on the Chiefs' 4-0 start defensively was the fact that they weren't getting off the ground. Starts. When Cook got that interception, it struck a blow two ways. One, for the Chiefs, we got them off the field, no score. Two, the Saints are like, oh, we didn't score now. And they took the ball. Remember, the Saints won the toss and took the ball. We score first. We want the ball. We'll score first. They're not great at stopping opening drives, so let's go. So when Cook got that, it was a bigger deal than people think because, yes, physically you get him stopped, but it was a huge advantage psychologically for the Chiefs to get that play in that circumstance.
The Chiefs are on a bye week before they take on the 49ers on Sunday, October 20th. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com.
Ranchers, have you considered adding a calf table to your cattle working equipment? The Powder River Classic Calf Table has great features for ease of operation and efficient calf processing. This calf table accommodates calves up to 450 pounds and features a reversible head gate for opposite side branding, optional left or right side tilt, three-level tilt-down options, and a balanced, easy tilt system. Boost the health and performance of your herd. Shop trusted vaccines, dewormers, implants, and more at valleyvet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more. Shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com,
Valleyvet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.